This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio. Tell me what you think of it.
Jeanette and Jay John show here on Asian Pop Radio.
Asia White hits 24/7.
Maybe take the thumb out of your butt and then start talking.
What do you mean? Why would my thumb be in my butt? I have no idea. You have no idea. You just said it. You just say
it's
stuff.
It's Thursday. Wednesday.
Wow.
I actually don't know what day it is anymore.
No, it is Thursday. You're right.
Yeah. Wow.
Because yesterday was Wednesday. Tomorrow's Friday. Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah. Big show tonight. We have some great tracks from In Fact. We have Boys Republic.
I'm never going to get In Fact right.
I know. You're just going to say Impact. Unfacts. Unpacked. Unpacked. Packed it in.
We have some Z coming up. And why do we have some Z?
We will be speaking to Z today. Malaysian recording artist Z.
Yes.
Yay.
Woman of inspiration.
She is so inspirational. No.
And she's also so powerful. Full.
Yeah. So we're going to have a chat to her about her latest release.
Yeah.
We don't want to go home. We sure don't, Jeanette. We want to stay here together forever.
So I'm going to take a break for another 5 months.
Asia White Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. I am Jay John.
And the lady over there.
It's so annoying.
It sounds like I'm saying what you're saying, but at the same time, I'm like, no.
Yeah. It's Jeanette. Do you know for the people that want to do professional, here's a radio scoop. The people that want to do.
I didn't ask for, but you're going to tell me, aren't
professional
you?
Here we go. Yep. Professional news on commercial radio.
Yes.
The best way to practice to get better at becoming a newsreader is to listen
fist
to
yourself.
A news bulletin. Fist yourself?
Yeah, put your whole fist in your mouth.
Oh
so then
God.
Your mouth is like very wide and. What? It's the same as doing like
stop it. Can there be do you know what we need to do? We need to have a list of banned words on Asian Pop Radio.
Why?
Okay? Banned word number one, fisting. Banned word number two, fist. Right? Any capacity.
What about a fist bump? Or fist pump?
Band number three.
Fist pumping.
Moist. Band word number four.
I didn't
four.
Even say moist that much.
Wet. You've already said all of these songs.
Look at that. I've
all of these words.
Bang
sorry,
the microphone.
This week alone. Band song number five.
Bang.
Why am I saying song? Band word number five.
Yeah. Go ahead. Number five. Let's
poo.
Go.
You say poo all the time. No more poo words. No more fart. No more poo. All right. Hey, we just played passcode.
I'm gonna be constipated.
Bite the bullet. I believe this is your segment.
Yes.
Yeah,
but that
range.
Was also Jedi Scuff's pick of
it
the
was.
Day.
I rang him.
A Japanese track, yep.
I rang him to ask him what song he wanted on the show today. And he was like... And I'm like, wow, what happened to you? We just spoke to you like 2 days ago on
must
the show.
Must have sound like a fart.
I've got a cold.
Yuck.
We should get him to do the whole show like that. He should do our promos. The Jeanette and AJ John Show, Asian Pop Radio.
Oh, you know what that sounds like? Have you ever watched Little Nicky where he's like the little demon boy?
Oh,
and
no.
And that's what he sounds like.
Yeah. Hey, your segment.
Yep, my segment.
What's happening?
So, basically.
So, yeah.
It's going to be reactions from you and I.
Okay.
So we both don't know what the context is, but I'm going to tell you it's about Big Bang.
Right.
And it's about Big Bang fans.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm so ready to react to things.
Are you ready to react?
I'm so ready to react. Am I going on video as well?
No, you're not.
Oh, God. Thank God for that. Thank God for everyone else.
So
yeah.
Just all Big Bang things. I want you to figure out if you know what it
back.
Is.
Okay.
Piggyback.
Piggyback.
Big hairy back.
Piggyback.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This one's a pretty emotional one.
Yeah.
And I kind of agree with this. I miss the smiley, cheery, and carefree Kwon Ji-yong or G-Dragon. The guy who won 4 times in Mama. I'm proud of that guy. Very much I am. But I can't help but miss the old one. The one who smiles a lot. That genuine, lively one. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Tearing up because... Why?
Because he's talking about Daesung.
I just said it was GD. I literally just said it was Kwon Ji-yong, aka GD.
I missed that. I was thinking of other things.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Here's one about Daesung. Ready?
Wait, all right, I'm going to listen carefully, but I'm not going to be looking at you. I'm going to be touching buttons, but I am going to be listening.
Oh my God, here we go with the button. Here's another confession. I want a lover just like Daesung, with a bright smile, strong arms, and sexy voice.
I don't agree.
Why not?
Sexy arms, Daesung? Oh, well, he does.
He does.
I think back to Fantastic Baby. He was pretty beefed up then, unless it was CGI. He's the kind of person you'd like to take home to your mum, isn't he?
Yeah, you're only talking about his like physical attributions. We're talking about all of Daesung, altogether.
Oh,
the whole
yeah,
package.
He's a package. He is a package.
You know what? Daesung is always the one that you forget every time you try and name Big Bang members.
That's not true.
100% go back to our podcast.
I go, the cotton candy guy,
really?
Daesung. I know. Isn't that terrible? They're my favorite band ever, and
here
I still say that.
Here is another one.
All right.
Ready?
Yes.
Every member of Big Bang is perfect in every way. I am 100% sure that these five were destined to be together to make such wonderful music. I love them all, forever five.
I totes agree.
Do you actually agree?
Totally. There's not one of them I wouldn't like not have in that group or
but
would replace.
Wasn't there destined to be six of them together?
Oh, wow. Yellow card.
I'm just saying
yellow
that.
Yellow card.
Oh, wow. Okay, let me see if I can see this one. I can't because it's blurry. This one's a bit racy.
Right.
Taeyang's hands look so beep sexy that I can't help imagine them all over my body.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
I'd have to agree with that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
Where would you want to touch? Where would his hands be?
This is getting really personal.
I'm just asking. These are confessions from fans of Big Bang.
On their cheeks.
Here's one that stood out to me. Nothing would say Merry Christmas quite like Yongbae's toe in my mouth.
Oh, wow.
Just his toe. Just one.
And only at Christmas.
Yeah. No, that it's like a big celebration that his toe is in your mouth and now it's a happy time. Do you agree or disagree?
Well, you know, look, I like having anything in my mouth, really, so...
Yeah. I think that's like a red card, to be honest.
I think I'm in the sin bin for the rest of the season after that one. All right, yeah.
New K-pop fans know what Boom Shakalaka means.
Mm.
Do you agree or disagree?
Oh, nah. You know what? People would say that that's a classic K-pop song these days, and half of them wouldn't even know about it. They'd be like, nothing happened before Boombayah.
Ooh.
Like, we've been in here before,
ooh,
and people are like, oh, so what song do you want to play? Oh, I want to play a classic song. It was from 2015.
Yeah, very classic. When you throw back to 2 days ago.
Yeah.
My favorite. Wow. I've always wondered how Top got that scar on his eyebrow.
Right.
Top. How do you think he got?
Filming.
No, like it's a real scar.
Yeah, filming. Because he did some heavy shit in like Iris.
Wow, that's
he
a very
got scratched
like.
Up.
Why did you say the S word? I can't say poo, but you can say the S word.
True.
So you think it's that?
No more toilet humor, okay?
I know that he was in underground. I know he was in underground like hip hop or rap cyphers or some sugar.
Yeah.
So I think it was pretty intense.
Right.
Should I do one more?
Yeah, okay.
One more.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here we go.
Okay.
This one's quite controversial.
Wow.
No matter what GD does, his best song will always be Heartbreaker. Even if he releases 100 albums, I miss his apples everywhere.
Oh. See, I have to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Because my favorite GD song ever is... Oh, my God. I can't admit it because he is my favorite artist of all time and I desperately hope for the day that I get to meet him. But my favorite GD track is G-Market.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
know why.
Wow.
I don't know why. I just love imitating it. Welcome to the G-Market. I'm Captain G. I can't help it. Every time someone mentions G Dragon, I think, "Oh, you want it, G Market?" It's just really bad. It was a well produced song that obviously did a lot of stuff at G Market fashion. Yeah, but I still like Breathe as well.
Yeah.
I can breathe.
Should play that like five. Like, if that was me, I'd be pressing it like. when you like started that sentence like straight away.
All right. Should we leave it there?
Let's leave it there.
That's safe, isn't it? All right. Hi, GD, if you're listening.
My favorite song's G Market.
Hope we're catching up in August.
What Daisy coming again?
We'll talk more about that after this. Here is a track called Tension Up by a band called
Impact.
Eastern Pop Radio.
Fact.